Today we celebrate a feast which is very popular among Catholics, and of course of late it has become even more popular. Why, I don't exactly know, but it is a feast of St. Mary Magdalene. Now, there are many misunderstandings about St. Mary, and she is confused with two other penitents who are also named Mary, but only she is Mary of Magdala. And, of course, here we have, in the readings of today, the fact that her love, her tremendous love for Jesus Christ, is what merited for her not only conversion, but many, many graces. And, of course, one of the graces, which is another popular thing today in this day and age, but it's not the most important thing she did, is that after the burial of Christ, she went back to the garden and she prayed and prayed and cried and cried. She really, really loved our Lord. And then at the time of the resurrection, she was still there, bent over onto the ground, weeping and crying and beating her breast. And our Lord appears to her, but she doesn't know who it is. His identity was concealed from her. Because after the resurrection, we can do anything we want to and look like anyone we want to. And so our Lord, from behind, she did not see him, asked her, "Why are you weeping, woman?" And she says, "We have lost our Lord, and we have buried him here, and he's not here." Thinking he was the gardener, she says, "Where hast thou placed him? Show me, and I will take him away." And at that moment, God had tested her enough, and he said to her, "Maria." And she understood that it was Christ, that he knew who she was. He knew her name. And then she exclaimed, in the midst of her tears and beating her breast, "Rabboni," which means teacher. And of course, after that, we do not know what happened at that very, very special meeting. But she went back, she ran back to the apostles, who were still in the cenacle, where the Last Supper had taken place, where the Holy Spirit would descend in just a few days. And she told them what happened. In the meantime, St. Peter and St. John, the evangelist, had run to the tomb and seen that it was empty. But they had retrieved the shroud, the one for the body and the one for the face, which, of course, is in this day and age kept in a beautiful shrine and reliquary in Spain. So they believed because of the words of the apostles Peter and John, and also the words of Mary of Magdala. Now, her personage is confused by saying that she was the sister of St. Lazarus and St. Martha. She was not. They were Mary and Martha of Bethany. She was Mary of Magdala. And then, of course, since then, all kinds of tales have been said and written. She also is confused even with another penitent saint, whose name is Mary, who lived about 300 years later, Mary of Egypt. So you see, it is important to understand. Now, part of the confusion comes, unfortunately, from St. Gregory the Great himself, who confused them, Mary of Bethany and Mary of Magdala. But she was only Mary of Magdala. Mary of Bethany was St. Lazarus and St. Martha's sister. In the meantime, the persecution really began after the ascension of our Lord and the descent of the Holy Spirit. And they were caught and condemned to be put in a boat, and the oars and the everything else that allowed the boat to flow in the wind the sails, everything was taken out. No food, no water. And so they set the boat, and the boat went very swiftly to Provence in France. And they began there. St. Lazarus became the first bishop of Marseille in Provence. And they went up further, up to the mountains nearby, and founded a monastery for women. And it was there that their lives ended. Some say by martyrdom, some not. We don't know, and it doesn't really matter. But this is Mary of Magdala, St. Mary of Bethany, and St. Martha were two different characters. And of course, people confuse her also because our Lord exorcised 7 evil demons from St. Mary of Bethany. He may have done the same for Mary of Magdala, but not the same person, nevertheless. So St. Gregory confused them. And in the meantime, so many centuries have passed, and we still remember her, this woman who supposedly was a sinner, a great sinner, from whom God had exorcised demons, and who had been blessed by Christ, and later on blessed with becoming one of the first women religious of the church, and her brother, her friend's brother, becoming the first bishop of Marseille. So today, let us praise and glorify God who has instructed St. Mary of Magdala, has freed her from sin, and has allowed her love for Christ to grow to such a degree that she was weeping and washing his feet with her feet and drying his feet with her hair. In nomine Patris, Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.